Hey, Pastor David Amston here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, tuning into our post-Sunday morning, and it's kind of a big deal because, one, we're at our fifth and final week for our series called At the Movies, and unfortunately, due to copyright laws, we can't rebroadcast what we originally showed here at the church on that Sunday morning. This Sunday, we actually covered The Greatest Showman. If you haven't seen the movie, I do recommend this one. It's absolutely wonderful, family-friendly, but we didn't show the movie. We actually showed a behind-the-scenes or extra to the movie. It was the making of it, and we were able to pull out some wonderful spiritual truth, which is what we've been doing for this entire series. Jesus taught with parables. He told stories, and then out of that story, he pulled out biblical truths. We're doing the exact same thing, except using a parable. We're using movies. So the movie, again, is The Greatest Showman, but the truth that we pulled out of it was this. What journey will you take in order to see your dream fulfilled? And so we find out for this Greatest Showman, they worked for 7 years on this project, never knowing if it was going to be greenlit or not. They started getting people to buy into a musical, and they had no music written for it or not. So this journey that we watched them take was absolutely fascinating, despite the fact they didn't know if it was going to be anything more than a home movie. They didn't know if they actually were going to have the funding to complete it, and they didn't know what it sounded like. Talk about an exciting journey. It reminds me of a guy named Noah. If you don't know this story, God came to a guy named Noah in the book of Genesis and said this, "Hey, I want you to build me a boat because I want to start a family with you." And Noah's like, "Yes, that sounds fantastic. What is a boat?" Seriously, he didn't know what a boat was. Why do you say that? Or why do I say that with confidence? It never rained before. Yes, we're talking about the earth being around for hundreds of years at this point. And it's never rained because at the time, it was more like a greenhouse than it was the atmosphere that we're working with now. And so it didn't need rain because it was always lush. It had the right temperature. It was always perfect in order for things to grow. And God's going, yeah, but some things have shifted along the line, specifically people. And I have a dream to one day have a family that would live their life according to the blueprints I give them in order to make the earth be revealed to the greatest glory that it could be. Moses, will you go on a journey with me? And despite not knowing the distance, not knowing how to do it, or not knowing what it looked like at the end, Moses is like, absolutely, let's make this happen. So some scholars say that Moses actually worked on the boat up to 75 years. Could you? I don't know how to say this. Could you imagine working on something for 75 years and you're like the lone man out there? Here's the thing, we have to know that this was a lot of work. Why? There wasn't a Home Depot, a Lowe's, or someplace to go buy your lumber. This was something if you wanted a 2x4, you went down, cut down a tree, and began sawing and making 2x4 lumbers. If you needed a massive structure to build a boat around, you're not ordering that in from some outside independent contractor. You're building this yourself. And it makes me wonder, in that long period of time, how many times did he figure out the wrong way to do the right thing? I think a lot of times in our dreams, we have something come up and it stops us, or it was done wrong, or it delays us, and we view that as a sign that we should stop versus a learning lesson of, now that I know how to do it wrong, I'm one step closer to doing it right. Personally thinking, we probably quit too many of our dreams too early, blaming God's prophetic insight or he's showing me something. Well, actually, it's us doing it wrong, and he's just waiting for us to do it right in order to build the boat that he's called us to originally. So I would say this on the journey that God's called you to, it's a journey that's a long road, and there'll be some wrong things. A long road, they'll have some wrong things, but if you keep on it, you'll get to the right destination that he's called you to. And by the way, not everyone will be your biggest fan on this journey. What do you think Noah's name was around town? There's that guy again, building the boat all by himself. Do you think he got made fun of? Do you think in like, you know, what is it called, the Eaton Times, whatever the newspaper would be of that age, that articles were being written about him, that his kids were being mocked at going to school? Well, of course, it would be very tough because you're doing what's never been done before, but you had to do it. Why? Because there was a dream inside of you, and your dream inside of you shouldn't be just about you. You should know that your dream is going to eventually help the world around you. So Moses was driven, and this movie that we watched called The Greatest Showman, there was one song specifically, they said that there is going to be someone who needs to hear this song. It's going to resonate inside of their spirit, and they're going to know that even though they're the bearded woman, I know that sounds weird, watch the movie, even though you're the oddities, you can know that you were actually created and you can be who you are. And so Noah, he had to keep moving on because there was a nation, there was a family, there was a child that needed to be rescued. And he was willing to let his journey take him to the dream that caused freedom for other people. And so there's a couple things that occur when you go on your journey. And I would say it this way. The first thing is you learn more about who God is. You don't think after 75 years, and let's just use that number, it's a debatable number, but you don't think after that long of time that Noah somewhere along the line was like, man, God, if I didn't have you as internal strength, I would have quit around year 32, right? Like, how many decades did it take just to build the frame? And if he didn't have an instant internal sense that he's finding God in this place, and right when he felt beat, all of a sudden he went out and found two trees because of a storm laying on the ground, and he was able to pick them up, and he got encouraged. Isn't it amazing how so many times in life we can find encouragement, nothing's changed, but our perspective shift? Our perspective can shift because we had our eyes on God, and he reveals more of who we are, and the trust level in him begins to rise, and next thing you know, we're different, we're changed, we're moving forward. So I think one of the greatest things that can happen in the journey that you take is you discover more of who God is. But then in the journey of creating your dream, it reveals your identity. Not that your identity is the dream, but your identity can be revealed through the dream. Because if our identity is the dream, the moment the dream goes away, we lose our identity. The moment our identity is the thing that we're trying to create, guess what? That thing will end up being our God versus the God who gave us that creation. But if we put it in its proper space, it can actually reveal who we are, because Noah wasn't known as a boat builder. He was known as humanity's savior. Noah wasn't known as someone who was good with his hands. He was actually known as someone who created the nations that eventually bring us to who we are today. So I want to encourage you to follow your dream, follow your journey, or follow your dream no matter what the journey is. And if it gets rough, congratulations, you learned how not to do it. If you find God in it, that's fantastic, because ultimately we do what we do for him. But then ultimately, through that dream and the journey that we went, you find the identity of what you've been called to. So I want to pray for you right now. And God, my prayer is simply this: let no journey be too long. And for those of us questioning, how do we take a journey? Lord, I pray right now that we're willing to say yes before we know what the song sounds like, before we know what the boat looks like, before we know what the family's going to be, we say yes. Give us the ability to go out on that journey, and in that journey, God, let us see you in a way that we never have before, and let us become what we've never been before. We praise you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I hope that ministered to you. Here's a couple things for you. If you go, well, I want to walk a journey, how do I do it? Join us for the next 8 weeks as we cover something called the Dream Giver, where we will be talking about the dreams that God has given you and how do you pursue them, what type of obstacles will you come in against, but then also how do you call others to where you have gone. Join us for the next 8 weeks. Hey, if you're watching us online, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us 5-star review, thumbs up, whatever it might be, share it forward. But ultimately, we'd love for you to communicate with us so we know that you're out there and that we can help you take your next step in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. God bless you.